The Gemara in the Banu Daf Nun Gimel Beis is darshing the pasuk of V'chalar Shiga Apnei Asada B'chal Chaver B'Meis, and the Gemara says Apnei Asada is a Hamayel Apnei Ameis, and B'chal is Avi Menachai, V'chulei Cherev Harizek K'chal. The din of Cherev is being marbed that Cherev is din of B'chal, which means that if you have a piece of metal that touches the mace, that has a din of the mace itself, and it becomes an Avi Avais Atoma. Like Taisa says, Avi Cherev K'chal, D'chli Matkes Anagim B'Meis, Nasim avi avayis atuma kameis atuma l'tam adam anegiyabai. So even though normally when one thing touches tuma, you're a mekabel tuma and your madrega of tuma goes down, over b'cher by kli matachas, it's exer sakasiv that the kli that touches the mace has the din of the mace itself, and mamish becomes an avi avayis atuma. And there's a very said that the machlokes rishonim legabe how far do we take this din? The mashul legabe nazir is a nazir megalech on the din of cher ver kachal or not. Do we treat that as tumas meis mamish and the nazir would be megalech on this cherev or would he not? So Taisus shita is, or benatam shita is, this is in Taisus later on daf nedanam beis, that a nazir would be megalech on a cherev harei kachal has regular din of tumas meis, but Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen over there is chaylik on Taisus and he holds that a nazir would not be megalech. And Reb Chaim Koy brings a Gavaldika riot himself, not like Rabbeinu Tam. He says it's not Shaykh to say that the Nazir is Megaleach on the din of Cherev Kuchalo, because he says, Imkain, Eza Bayis Asher Tivnuli. He says, what house could I ever live in? It's not Shaykh for a Koyin to live in any house, because every house has within it some type of Matakas, something that was at some point in an Oil Hames. There's some nail, there's some cleat that was by Oil Hames. And he brings a Masechus Smachas that called Tumah Shel Nazir Megaleach El HaKohen Mezareh. Any Tumah that the Nazir is Megaleach on, the Kohen would be Mezareh. So that means that a Kohen is not allowed to be in any house, because if it has within it even a nail that was by El HaMeis, he's Mezareh on it, and Mimela, a Kohen can't live anywhere. So in fact, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, is a Bayis Asher Tivnuli, what house can I live in? What house could you build? It'd be Mutver Kohen. There's always going to be something that was by El HaMeis. So he is Chaylik, and he holds that a Nazir is not Megaleach on the din of Cher Ve'er Kuchol. So very sad is a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, is a Nazir Megaleach and Cher Ve'er Kuchol or not? And the shaila is, what is a machlokes? What are they arguing about? Why would a Nazir not be Megaleach and Cher Ve'er Kuchol if we say that it has a din of Avayis Atoma? The Chayit should follow that a Nazir should be Megaleach. So what's the beer in their machlokes? So I saw a very nice hasbah from Rav Kolevsky. This is in his Sefer in Baba Kama. He's masbi like this. He says that the Kekler Chakir in this din of Cherev Kuchalo, this we say that the Cherev has a din of the Meis Asma. What's the pshat in this din? So normally the din is when one thing touches Tumah, it's Mekabel Tumah and it goes down in its level of Tumah. So is it the pshat that we view the Cherev as a Mekabel Tumah from the Meis? And really, Misvari, the din is that it's din Tumah should go down, it should no longer be Aviyah Vaisa Tumah, but it's Exer Sakasa of Cherev Kuchalo that it retains a din Tumah of the Meis. Even though it's mekabel tuma in a mace, its din tuma does not go down, and it becomes like the mace itself. Or is the pshat that no, that maybe there's no din kabbalah tuma here at all? It's not the pshat that the cherev is mekabel tuma in a mace, but the pshat is it's exer sakasav. If a cherev touches the mace, the cherev becomes a source of tuma on its own. It itself becomes the source of a tuma. It's exer sakasav that there's a tuma mechudeshus on the cherev, machmas atzmai, but not that it's mekabel the tuma in a mace. And for that reason, it doesn't go down by madrega, but it becomes a via vaisa tuma. So Zaktov Klamsky, that could be the beer of the Machlekes, that the Rabbeinu Tam held that the din of the Cherev Kuchalo is the pshat that it's Mekabel Tuma from the mace. It's Mekabel Tuma from the mace, but it's exactly the concept that it retains the din Tuma of Aviyah Vaisa Tuma. So it's a regular din of Tumas mace, and mainly the din would be that Nazan is Megalach, just like he's Megalach, and any other Tumas mace will be Megalach in the din of Cherev Kuchalo. But in Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, you could say that he is chaylik, and he holds like the second sign. He holds it's not the pshat that the cherev is mekabel tuma from the mace, because then it would go down by madrega. The pshat is it's a tuma mechodeshus, it's its own din tuma. If you touch a mace, you become a source of tuma. So it comes out that yes, we give it a din aviyah vaisa tuma, but it's not a tumas mace because it's not mekabel tuma in the mace. It's a new tuma. It's a tuma mechodeshus, and a nazir is only megaleach on tumas mace, not on any other tuma. So being that it's a tuma mechodeshus, it's not a tuma that was mekabel in a mace. That's the reason why the nazir would not be megaleach. Lefir ben Chaim Kohen, who had done the Kohen, would have been Muzer, because it's not a Mekabel Tumah in a Mace, it's his own din Tumah that has an identical Tumah as Aviyah Vaisa Tumah like a Mace, but it's not a Mekabel in a Mace, it's a Mechudish Dekadin Tumah, which comes from the Negiyah that it did by Mace.